This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening. For most of us, our homes are our most valuable asset, but more and more Californians are having trouble insuring them. In fact, State Farm recently announced it will not renew existing policies for 72,000 homes and apartments across the state. State Farm has already pulled back on offering new policies in California. Other insurers, including Allstate, Farmers, Nationwide, and others have taken similar action, citing high costs and the threat of wildfires. So a growing number of property owners are now turning to the state's so-called FAIR plan. But as John Ramos shows us, with demand rapidly growing, the state's last resort insurance option could be one major disaster away from imploding.
The California FAIR plan was created in 1968 as a place for people to get fire insurance when no one else would offer it to them. But now, with climate change, so many people have entered the program that just one major wildfire could wipe out every last dollar in the program.
Catastrophic wildfires have turned areas that were never seen as high risk into places where fire insurance isn't even available. Sacramento is beginning to see the scope of the problem. Last week, the California Department of Insurance held a hearing about the state of the FAIR plan, and those who run the program didn't exactly have good news.
The FAIR plan continues to grow in size as consumers find themselves without coverage. As a result, we have doubled in size in the last 3 years.
By law, every insurer operating in the state has to participate in the FAIR plan. But if losses exceed the plan's funding, the rest must be made up by the insurance companies, who will pass it on to consumers as a surcharge. Insurance broker Carl Sussman says the size of the FAIR plan now makes that inevitable.
FAIR plan has about $300 billion in total exposure, meaning how much they actually insure, and about $200 million in the bank. So it's not hard to see that in the event of a large catastrophic event, they're not going to have the funds to be able to pay for it.
For many companies, this financial burden will be too great, and they may result in them pulling out and no longer writing insurance in the state.
That's already happening. State Farm just announced that it will not be renewing another 70,000 policies in California. So the state is creating what's called the Sustainable Insurance Strategy, changing regulations that would allow insurers to charge more for homes in high-risk areas.
What this is going to do is it's going to allow carriers to come back into the market. Right now, we have rates that are extremely high. And this is what happens when you don't have competition, right? When you have basically no private industry working and people are relying on the FAIR plan, the rate's going to be high. So once the carriers all come back and start competing again, we'll see rates come down.
But Harvey Rosenfield, the founder of Consumer Watchdog, says the insurance companies are intentionally forcing homeowners into the FAIR plan as a way of getting every homeowner in the state to pay the FAIR plan's losses.
From our point of view, we see this as creating a scare tactic to create an opportunity for the legislature to bail the insurance industry out by forcing every homeowner in the state to pay off the debts of the FAIR plan, whether you're in a risky area or not.
As wildfires grow in size, so does the cost of recovery. It is a cost that will eventually be borne by everyone, which means no one will be very happy about it.
Tomorrow, the Department of Insurance will hold a public hearing on the first set of guidelines for the new sustainable insurance strategy. Federal raids today at two homes owned by Sean Diddy Combs, one in L.A., one in Miami. It's part of an ongoing investigation into possible sex trafficking allegations. Anne Makovic has been following the latest developments. She joins me in the studio now with more.
Yeah, Combs has been facing multiple sexual assault investigations over the past few months. And today, a big show of force from the feds. Here's the SWAT team arriving at his home in Beverly Hills, L.A., guns drawn. It's not clear whether Combs was the target of this investigation, but we know he has been facing a number of sexual assault allegations recently. Two women accusing him of sexual abuse last November. 1 week prior, he settled a separate lawsuit with the singer Cassie, a former girlfriend that contains allegations of rape and physical abuse. Then last December, another woman accused Combs and two other men of gang raping her 20 years ago when she was just 17. Also, last month, a male music producer filed a lawsuit claiming Combs sexually assaulted him and forced him to have sex with prostitutes.
What we see here in the Department of Homeland Security leading a raid is that there may be some allegations that they're looking into of sex trafficking.
Now, you might remember Combs as Puff Daddy. He built one of the biggest empires in hip hop. He's the founder of Bad Boy Records and a three-time Grammy winner who has worked with artists like Notorious B.I.G., Mary J. Blige, Usher, and Lil' Kim. Today, the feds were seen taking people from the home in L.A. in handcuffs, though we don't know anything about the allegations they might be facing. And, well, many of these documented allegations against Combs are years or decades old. At least two were filed last year on the eve of the expiration of the Adult Survivors Act. That is a law in New York permitting victims of sexual abuse to file civil action regardless of the statute of limitations. And here's a look at the SWAT team outside of another of Diddy Combs' homes, this one in Miami Beach, Florida. The Homeland Security Investigations Department based in New York headed up this operation with the help of local law enforcement. Now, Combs has not addressed these raids, but he did say in a statement last year, "I did not do any of the awful things being alleged."
Yeah, that was a big raid there. And that statute of limitations, as you were saying, that can go back years and years and years. So victims want to speak out 20 years later.
Yes,
they can.
Especially after they heard that he had settled with one of those lawsuits with his former girlfriend. Jumping on board.
Get the story out there. All right, and thank you. Okay, now to a developing story. Four people are detained after a wild pursuit ends with a rollover crash in Oakland. This was the aftermath at Lakeshore and Beacon today. This first unfolded in Napa. In the past hour, police told us the suspects stole $2,500 worth of merchandise from a Lululemon store. Officers found the suspects and chased after them. Once a CHP airplane started tracking the suspect's car, that is when police backed off on the pursuit. CHP says the suspects continued to drive recklessly, eventually lost control and crashed. No word on any injuries. Well, it is a turf war. It's unfolding in San Francisco between Rec and Park and the pickleball community. At issue are six pickleball courts at Presidio Wall Playground in the Presidio Heights neighborhood. City workers recently started painting over the courts. Pickleballers claim they're being shut out after complaints from neighbors. But as Kenny Choi shows us, they aren't giving up their courts without a fight.
One zero start.
Pickleball has become Lisa Shaw's passion.
They love pickleball, and these courts are the ones they want to take away.
Once an avid tennis player, she's not relinquishing the courts without a fight.
It's really all about the community, and when you take away six courts from a very popular place, you're splitting up a community.
The Recreation and Parks Department recently put up signs saying tennis only, essentially shutting down six of the 12 pickleball courts. A Presidio Heights resident just across the street who owns a home listed for $29 million with a backyard pickleball court spearheaded an effort on change.org to shut down the public courts, complaining of noise impacting residents and wildlife.
It's the middle of the day. When you live next to a playground or a park, you should expect noise.
It is loud. No one's going to like say that it's not, right?
Joe Grossman lives just down the street, too. He and dozens of pickleballers are willfully ignoring the closure signs to make a stand.
I can hear it from my house, but I mean, I'm sure these guys hear it all the time, like hear it a lot louder and all the time. And, you know, it does suck about the noise, but just because you don't like something, you know, it doesn't mean you get to, you know, complain about it. And then at the end of the day, get your way about it.
It was just dictated by Park and Rec that they were taking away our courts. So, of course, we went into an uproar.
Nearby residents understand the tension, including Katie Pyle, whose father plays pickleball.
He can hear the pickleball in the morning, and I know it kind of bugs him, but he loves to play pickleball.
Yeah, good. Oh.
Shaw says the players roll away their own nets each day and clear the space if a tennis player shows up with a reservation. But she believes by closing the courts, the city is kowtowing to a select group of wealthy residents.
They should just come out and try to play. They'd probably be a lot happier. I mean, seriously, it's so good for your health. It's fun to be outside. It's a good excuse. People are nice and welcoming and friendly. And I'm happy to give a lesson for free.
It's an act of kindness, but she won't be giving away any quartz without a fight.
All right, so we reached out to Holly Peterson, the homeowner who led the petition complaining about the noise and impact on wildlife. She did decline to comment. We also made multiple attempts asking for an on-camera interview with Rec and Parks Director Phil Ginsberg to explain this closure. His office only sent us this statement saying, quote, when a small residential park like Presidio Wall starts drawing 150 people on a weekend with all the accompanying noise, trash, and traffic, we have to adjust. So while removing six pickleball courts at Presidio, we will be adding them in other locations to balance opportunities to play pickleball with a responsibility to limit neighborhood headaches. The players tell us they've hired a lawyer.